Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. It is Players Only, Week 7 edition. I got my man Sean Barber, former linebacker in the NFL, specifically with the Chiefs. We only speak about the Chiefs. We don't speak about the other teams. And I am Danan Hughes, former wide receiver with the Chiefs. Players Only, brought to you each and every week during the regular season. We have an opportunity for Barbershop and I to chop it up. Occasionally, we'll have some other former players with the Chiefs and a new little twist, Barbershop. We're actually going to have some current players that might pop in from time to time during this season. So make sure you stay tuned each and every week on Thursday nights as we break down the Chiefs and everything that's going on in and around the Chiefs. The prior game, as well as this upcoming game. And as we always say, Players Only is brought to you by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Barbershop, what's going on, brother?
Always, man. It's just so enlightened as we finish the CDOT show. I'm so enlightened sometimes just because I do see there's progress. I'm working on him.
That's your goal?
I just want him to be enlightened a little bit about that football is more than what he sees on that TV screen. There's so much. These guys are not robots. They're not paid to do a service. These guys are humans. They got families, got kids and wives. And everybody is out there just trying to do their best. So yes, bring a win home each weekend. Win enough games, get to the playoffs, and then do our city proud and try to win another Super Bowl. But there are things in life that's so much higher priority than somebody missing a tackle or getting a penalty. And he's acting like this is the only thing they need to worry about. Like, this is all they got to worry about is X's and O's on the football field. I'm like, that is so shallow.
It's interesting because, you know, we usually use the first quarter of the show to talk about the recap of the game. And I want to add a little bit more to that because I think you and CDOT do a really good job. You guys compliment each other each and every Thursday as you're on from 5 to 6 and then you carry into my show because he comes from way on one side of the spectrum and then you come from like our side of the spectrum where you're trying to impart wisdom. I believe CDOT is a very smart young man. I believe he's been around sports for a long time. I believe he knows what he's saying. And when I say he knows what he's saying, some of that stuff, he's just trying to get you riled up. He knows what he's he knows when he's poking the bear.
I think he's scarred.
He's scarred?
I think he has a bunch of he's damaged goods with a bunch of baggage from some old Chiefs seasons where they've let him down in the playoffs.
He wakes up in a cold sweat sometimes?
Yeah, he still thinks, rest his soul, Marty Ball. He thinks that Marty Ball is still you know, we're going to lose in the playoff. Our defense ain't doing. Offensively, we got too many penalties. Like, all these things are, you know, these old ghosts from the spirits, from the old lords of Kansas City time past is starting to uproot themselves. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with this.
And you're the great Gazoo. You're the great Gazoo on his shoulder?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to talk to some wisdom and knowledge to that young man.
All right. Well, talking about wisdom and knowledge, we got the Jay Southland Toast Service text line and phone line open, 913-576-7610. Call us. Text us. The lines are open. And as we introduced last week, the third quarter of this show will be the Time's Yours segment. Time's Yours, Andy Reid, Time's Yours segment. We're going to open up the lines to speak to everybody that calls, and we're going to address as many texts as we can. But as we do in the first quarter, we got to recap the Washington football team game. Barbershop, I want to hear your perspective about the first half, second half, the differences between the two. I'll share my thoughts first. Marty, as you mentioned, rest in peace. Marty Schottenheimer used to say, you beat the teams you're supposed to beat and you win at home and you will have an opportunity in January. Now this team hasn't been very good at home. We lost two of our three games at home, but Washington football team was a team we were supposed to beat and we went and beat them. Now you'd like it to be a little bit more clean in the first half, but the other team gets paid too. And I know that's how you reference that a lot when you're talking to C-Dot on his show. And so to me, it was a good win on the road. There were several aspects of that win that I thought were encouraging. To shut them out the entire second half and for us to score to only touchdowns in the second half, to me, that's encouraging. We got in the red zone and we scored touchdowns. You cannot make a living, which we'll talk about this more when we talk about the preview for the Titans game, but you cannot make a living on the road kicking field goals. And to score touchdowns is optimum, especially on the road. And the fact that we were able to not allow them, as dismal as we've been in the red zone defensively, we did not allow them into the red zone the entire game. And yet when we got in the red zone, we were 3-for-4 and 3 touchdowns. So there's a lot of meat to the bone where we can be encouraged about this Chiefs team and where we're going. It was only one half. There's a lot of football left, but takeaways, the running attack, the blocking, Mike Remmers infusing some really good energy into this offense, technique-wise, blocking, Montez Sweat, and Chase Young, to me, he did a very, very solid job for his first time on the field this season. And Darrell Williams, one of the great stories that is a part of this Chiefs organization, not just this year, but for the past few years since he's been a backup, a guy that's they've always tried to get somebody else to replace him, whether it was drafting Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whether it was Damian Williams, whether it was signing Shady McCoy. They always seemed like he was the guy that was just continuing to do his job, bring his lunch pail to work, and yet there was always looking for something around the corner, and yet he gets his opportunity. First start in a regular season game, and he showcases his skills the way he did. I thought there's a lot of great things that we saw in this game. Juan Thornhill playing 100% of the plays, and the defense, along with Rashad Fenton, two guys that got sparingly time in the past, and yet they stepped up.
Well, I think, I mean, like, I'll begin on the defense side of the ball, like you said.
Why you got to start on the defensive side?
All right, I'll start.
Why don't you start on the good side?
All right, I'll start on the offense side of the ball. Anything, you know, whatever. Hey, it's your world, Dana. On the offensive side of the ball, it was great to see. I think the persistency and the consistency I saw from Tyreek Hill. Going out, you knew something was wrong earlier. You know, something was happening with his quad, something about his lower body. The amount of time seeing him fall in his routes and things like that. And then to see him come back the second half with so much energy and so much vigor and being able to just will his way to complete a 180 turnaround from the attitude you saw at the beginning of the game. It was no longer him worrying about whether his body was going to hold up. He took control. He became an impact player in that second half and started to really dominate that game. Obviously, he got a little bit worried with Kelce with the hand injury. He was, you know, kind of complaining about that all game. But still, even once the game was sealed up, he still went back out there and wanted to finish the game. Like champions, true guys that love to compete on the field, never want to leave the battlefield until that victory, until that dub is accounted for. And then, like you said, the rushing game. We see how complete this offense can be when we start to call on that rushing game and see how effective it can be. It adds a lot of balance to this offense. And when this offense becomes balanced, it becomes almost unstoppable.
Yeah.
The only thing that stops us is ourselves with penalties. So love seeing Orlando Brown and Rimmer being able to go against some of the two best up-and-coming defensive ends, like you said, with Chase Young and Montez Sweat. But seeing how we handle that offensive line, that defensive line as far as offensively and the guys going down to work. Obviously a little bit sad about the loss to Jody. He made a great Randy Moss catch down the sideline, but then something in me feels like on that catch, he might have tweaked something in that Achilles, and then later on in the game, it just tore. So I don't know if that's the official word on him, but that's what it looked like. It was an Achilles tear when he went down. But looking at that offensively, I think it was a complete game. We definitely wanted to score more points in that first half going into the locker room, but our offense definitely turned things on. And then when the offense got going, obviously this is a complementary football, all three phases working together, special teams, offense, and defense. And once our special teams and offense got going, the defense just kicked it into overdrive in that second half, started making pressure, creating turnovers, doing what you got to do to play lights out football and shutting the team out. I don't care which team it is. I don't care what half of football you're talking for a second half. To be able to shut another NFL team out for a half of football is an amazing accomplishment and something you can hang your hat on as a day's good work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it was a great win, and people want to negate this win just because of the nature of the Washington football team. But you know what? They're going to be, I would venture to say, every team in the NFL is going to win at least one game this year. It hasn't happened very often in NFL history that there's been one team that has lost all of their games, just a few times. So they're going to beat somebody. And on any given Sunday, anything can happen. We've seen some poor teams beat some really good teams. I go back to the Chiefs beating the Packers, who were undefeated at Arrowhead. Things can happen. Things can shake up in a crazy way. So you take the wins as you can, and you have the 12 o'clock rule where you relish it. You're happy. You're on the plane back. You're enjoying yourself. And when midnight hits, that's when you shift in to the next gear for the next opponent. And that opponent is the Titans. So I think the fans, there's always something when you're talking about 24-hour media, radio shows that have to go for 4 hours. There's always a different spin, and there's always some different little curveball that's thrown. Some of it, I understand you have to put everything out on the table at times because there might be that one fan or that one listener or assortment of listeners that are listening and maybe have that mindset. But in reality, from a player's perspective, and that's what we're bringing you, Barbershop and I, a win is a win is a win is a win. And I think we've gotten spoiled here in the Chiefs' kingdom because of the success that we've had under Andy Reid, and specifically over these last 3 years, that we want to nitpick specific aspects of wins when at the end of the season, we're going to look at the wins and loss column and hopefully another Super Bowl opportunity. And we're not going to be talking about the nitpicking that went on in week 4, week 5, and week 6.
Well, we definitely want the team to be more consistent. We know that's one thing that all great teams, when it comes to the end of the season, we know that the value as far as not only being a playoff team, but being a team that goes deep into the playoffs, the one aspect is about being consistent on defense and then obviously valuing the possessions on offense by not turning the ball over. So I think as the season goes on, we're going to see our team gets moving up that turnover differential chart week in and week out.
All right, well, that's the end of the first quarter. Players only here. We will be back shortly. I want to talk in the second quarter about dealing with stars and holdouts and specifically depth chart changes. We've both been in the locker room. We've either elevated up the depth chart or we've been moved down and somebody moved ahead of us. And that we saw a little bit of that this last week, and it looks like it's going to carry on through the rest of the season. Don't forget, 913-576-7610. The phone lines are open. The text line is open. We'll get to that in the third quarter. But we're going to come back and talk about these depth charts.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back with Players Only. Sean Barber, I'm Danan Hughes. And each and every week, we're sponsored by our friends at U.S. Bank. Whatever your passion, U.S. Bank can help turn it into your next pursuit. Barbershop, we tackled the Washington football recap. And in looking back at that game and some of the broadcast notes that I had, I'm in the booth with Mitch Holtis on 106 The Wolf. Each and every Sunday or each and every game day for a great pregame show with Josh Klingler and Dan Israel. And then the broadcast and the action obviously on the field carries itself. I started to look at my chart and my notes and, you know, everything that was leading up to the game about the depth chart and changes. And I think they were very necessary, but it kind of brought me into the mindset of thinking back in my days, my teams. There's a misnomer out there amongst fans and sometimes in the media that players in the locker room react or have a reaction internally similar to people outside the locker room. Now, it doesn't mean you and I have always talked about we're not any better than any other fan. We just see the game differently. I think fans see the business and those interchangeable parts differently than players in the locker room. I remember for me personally, once I got activated from practice squad my rookie year, I was active every single game my 6 years except for one game. And we played the Packers here against Brett Favre. And Sean LaChapelle was a wide receiver, came here in free agency. He and I both were in the same draft class. And he came here later in his career. And he was a good wide receiver, solid, you know, kind of, you know, like Mark Bo Richter. For you, I mean, tall guy, can run, etc. And I pulled a hamstring the week before, not anything brand new. Rehabbed it, was practicing. And Marty, the way it worked back then, and I don't know if Andy Reid does it this way, but back then, I don't know if Dick Vermeil did it with you this way. They would literally come to you in the locker room about an hour and a half before the game. And say, and tap you on the shoulder in your locker and say, hey, you're down today, right? I never paid attention to whoever was down because I always knew that I was up. Like, I'm the special teams captain. I'm the personal protector. I'm the number three receiver. Like, I never paid attention. There was nobody going to tap on my shoulder. And he came that one day and tapped on my shoulder and told me I was down. And then I saw Sean LaChapelle was up and starting, because with Lake Dawson and those guys, they had some injuries. Man, I went in the locker room. I went back Marty's office. Andy Reid and Marty, they have their own office in the locker room. I went back. I knocked on that door, and I went in on it. I was so hot, and I think this tells you about the relationship with coaches and players, because if they realize that you're a blue collar guy, your heart is in it. You're fully, you know, fully enveloped in the team and the success, and you do everything possible. They'll give you some leeway in regards to how you might talk to them or how you might express your emotions. And I have to believe Marty knew that about me. He knew that what was coming from me was genuine. It wasn't about wanting some stats or just playing or having family in the stands or whatever else. It was genuine. And he let me unload on him for about 5 minutes. And I went from nobody know nothing without me out there and blah, 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 went off. And he just gave me a hug. He's like, I'm sorry, Danan. And that was it. And then the next week and subsequent weeks for the next 3 years, I was active. But I say all that because there were some depth chart changes that I think fans outside kind of think that maybe there's some headbutting, there's some butting of heads. There's maybe an attitude in the locker room. Like, you know, in a boardroom with a business where somebody got the big account So then you see these movies where they don't like each other and they're nasty to each other. But that's not how it is in the locker room. That's not how it is. Like, we're brothers. I might be upset that I'm not playing, but I don't ever put that on you. Like, you see time and time again in the NFL, NBA, you see guys during timeouts and they're inactive, pulling guys aside, talking to them. You know, whatever's best for the team. That's how you're programmed. That's how I was programmed. And that's how I think this Chiefs team is programmed.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans, they watch a lot of that every given Sunday, and they see steaming Willie Beeman and how him and the Cap didn't get along.
Didn't get along, yeah.
You know, that kind of battle. That's not the mindset in the NFL on most locker rooms, especially on defense. You always understand you're one of 11. And usually the guys on your squad, you already know there's multiple different packages, and every package mirrors or is built to take something away from the offense. And so when you go into a game, there's going to be a game that, you know, this team doesn't have the greatest wide receivers, so we're going to be more focused on the run game. So let's get our safeties, if we got a safety that can play linebacker and go sideline to sideline a little bit better than maybe one of our aging older linebackers. Hey, you know, we're not going to lose anything. We're gonna gain that extra speed and quickness on the field. So, like, don't take that as a affront to your abilities. That's just what the defense needs to do to attack this one opponent.
You
definitely buy in. I mean, but you got to buy in at that point from the preseason. This defense is what it is in the preseason. The work you put in the preseason and the offseason, the OTAs, the way you earn your starting position, your role on a roster, is through the off-season training and how you practice on the practice field. Come game day, that's the icing on the cake.
Yeah,
that's the payoff. That's what everybody wants, the snaps on game day. But your teammates, right? Everybody in that locker room and the teammates, they know the guys that have sacrificed and the guys that have performed during training camp, during the off-season, and have, you know, committed themselves to being in the right place, the right time, knowing the adjustments, knowing all the checks and balances. And so they're confident who should be out there and who shouldn't be. And so for a position change to be made because somebody didn't perform well or missed a couple of checks or made a mistake on man coverage, that's not the way in the NFL. It's too many other plays that these guys have graded out great against. Out of 50 plays, you grade out great on 45 of them, and because 5 plays you messed up, that doesn't cost you your job.
Yeah, I remember you saying that last week, and I think that's a great point because they're, you know, in this particular game against the Washington football team, there were 59 plays. Juan Thornhill played 100% of those, while Daniel Sorensen played 32% of those plays. I specifically, you know, when we're talking about the depth chart changes, we go back to our history and some of the, you know, stories or experiences that we had. But the fact remains is when I had a coach, Al Saunders, as the wide receiver coach, he eventually came to offensive coordinator. He said, will, won't, can, can't. Will, won't, can, can't. And that resonated in my brain because what he was saying was, if you won't, we'll find somebody who will. If you can't, we'll find somebody who can. That's as cutthroat, but as honest and straightforward, as kindergarten-esque as you could ever get in regards to any job, not just the job on the football field, but it applies to any job. You drive a truck, you teach, you coach, you do whatever. Will, won't, can, can't. And it also is the world's longest job interview. And I think nowadays it's kind of shifted just a bit, and that's what used to be pumped into our heads because now there are guaranteed contracts. When I played, there weren't guaranteed contracts. You got your signing bonus. That was what was guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And so it became, you know, kind of resonated in you. Like every single day you got in the habit of walking in the locker room and looking up to see if your name tag was still on your locker or looking on your stool during training camp to see if there was a pink slip that said go to see Carl Peterson and bring your playbook because it's the world's longest job interview. So to have these changes, I give credit to organizations and leaders of organizations that are willing in week 6 to say, the road we're going down now is not going to get us where we need to go. Even though it's a young talent, they'll have to lean on Lucas Niang at some point in his career. His time as a Chief and as a viable part of this offensive line is not over just because Mike Remmers took over at the right tackle position. Daniel Sorensen is going to have his package, as you mentioned, going to have his package in this defense, and he's going to make plays just like he did a couple of years ago against the Texans in the playoffs last year, and the interception and pick sixes against Denver and other big plays he's made time and time again. He's going to have that. And we just have to recognize that it's not all, you know, everything's in an uproar, it's doom and gloom because somebody gets replaced, or when they got replaced, was it 1 week too late, 1 week too early? The Chiefs cost the, you know, organization cost us two games because they should have made this. It could have been, as you mentioned, it could have been about the package. It could have been about maybe something that they saw in Juan Thornhill or Mike Remmers battling injuries that they weren't ready. And then you go to the bullpen. You don't go to the bullpen in the third inning. You go to the bullpen when we had HDH. You go to the bullpen in the sixth inning so they can close out the game.
Yeah, and then we talk about those personal stories. I think of my own career. When I first got drafted by the Washington football team, there was already a Will linebacker slash safety. His name was Jamel Williams, and actually Nebraska star. He played the star linebacker slash safety position at Nebraska for a number of years. Tremendous athlete. I think it was a second round pick by the Washington football team. So I come in the year after him as a fourth round pick. So, you know, less draft capital expended on me. But we played the same position. And so my job was to beat him out. That was my job.
Yeah.
To make the defense as strong, as effective as possible is for me to beat out the person in front of me. And then once I had that position, I was constantly fighting off younger guys trying to beat out me for my position.
Yeah.
And that's the way I held on to it. When I got to Philadelphia, there was a guy, Quentin Caver, from Arkansas.
I remember him.
Rangy linebacker. We called him Range Rover. But had to beat him out to earn a starting position when I got the Eagles. And then when I came here to Kansas City, they had a group of linebackers, Monty Beisel, and some other guys who, you know.
Stills was here.
But he played defensive end kind of.
Yeah.
But Beisel and a couple other guys. So even though I was brought here as a free agent, that never in my mindset for a snap or a season of my career did I go in thinking I was a prima donna, or I was
the man,
a made man, or I was going to be gifted a position. I felt like every year I was earning my position to go out there and play. And I had to do that at the highest level and showcase everybody, show to everyone in that building, all the evaluators, all the scouts, that no matter what that contract said they was paying me, they weren't paying me enough. And that was my whole mentality for 10 years in the league. I mean, it never stopped until I retired.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic that I think the fans, and we got an active text line. We got Dan from KC. We're going to put you on hold. 913-576-7610. When we come back after halftime, we're going to get to these text lines, and the time it will be yours. Phone line, text line will be open, and we got some doozies here. Stay tuned.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
That's my community moment. What am I doing in the community? That's what I'm doing.
My community is telling you that you live in Johnson County.
Time drift. It was a great game by everybody. Time drift.
And we're back. Players Only back. Sean Barber. I am Danan Hughes. And as you just heard from our great leader, Andy Reid, the time is yours. We just come back from halftime of Players Only. It's the third quarter. And the third quarter each and every week will be that time's yours segment. We got a couple of calls coming in. Let's go to Dan from KCK. Dan, the time's yours.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean. Yeah, it was a great win by the Chiefs. That was lights out defense in the second half. And I heard Dusty say that the turnover problems will continue. I don't think so. That's going to be correctable. All they got to do is just catch the ball. Tyreek knows we should not, let that ball go off his hands. And, I like how the team is going now. We need a little payback, Dan, from what happened in the championship year when the Chiefs blew that lead at Tennessee. So let's take care of the Titans. Take care of yourself, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate you. I know he had to get a cool glass of water after that. I wonder if he gets winded. I get winded listening to him, but I love the energy. I appreciate you, Dan. Yeah, there's some revenge, I'm sure, that's in the minds of the Tennessee Titans. As we mentioned last week, the Chiefs this season have played three teams that they ended their 2020 seasons. And then if you go back to the 2019 season, the Super Bowl winning season, there's the Tennessee Titans, who we ended their season as well. So that carries over. Contrary to what people believe, just because it's been a year, it does carry over. And so I'm sure that'll be on the minds of the Titans. Let's go to Big Jax. Big Jax, what's going on?
Bro, what's going on, Danny, how's it going?
I'm chilling, man. Just sitting here with Barbershop. You don't have to speak to Barbershop. He's a defensive guy. People can speak to the offense.
I'm actually calling because of what something Barbershop just said. That was powerful. When he said, you know, he always played with the mindset of no matter what that contract is, no matter how much they're paying me, it's still not enough. And I think that's a huge, a great mindset to go into any situation where you committed to giving somebody your services, they've committed to paying you for them, and you're exceeding that on every single time you step on the field, every time you try to get out there. So I actually was calling because I thought Pop Barbershop came up with something that everybody, every player, every employee needs to play with that mindset, man. So good job. I appreciate it, bro.
Man, that's a blessing right there. You know what I'm saying? He takes that negativity that Dana tries to sprinkle. He tried to sprinkle a little negativity on the call. You ain't got to speak to Barbershop. And the man said, well, to be correct, I was actually speaking in reference to Barbershop because he blessed us
How do you say it?
What you mean?
Can you say that again? You sound all philosophical right there.
I'm just saying. He just put you in your place. Hey, Dana, step back a little bit. Take that haterade. Put it back in your cup. I'm not drinking that right now. You see, I was actually calling to congratulate my man Barbershop about blessing us with a nice little insight about that was the mindset. Always outplay your contract. No matter what you sign that contract for, each year I'm going to outperform it. And I'm going to make my deal be the best deal of the franchise. So that kept you hungry. It kept you humble. It allowed you to really check your ego at the door, not worrying about who making what on other teams. Mm-hmm. And that's always comes down to it. You know, that money, man, that money pushes things. It puts people in some really weird positions out there on that field. So the quicker you can hang that up at the door and just go out and play football, the more effective you can be on that, especially on the defense side of the ball.
And just to clarify, that money factor ain't just about pro football or pro sports. It affects people in boardrooms and other corporations as well. So there's always this kind of mindset that we want to separate. When we talk about business, you'd separate athletes from other everyday workers. And there's a lot more similarities than many people want to give credit to. While we're on the giving love train to Barbershop, I guess we got to go to the text line. Appreciate you, Jax, from 816. Hey, B-Shop, I think you should get your own show. Your insight is great, and you have charisma.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
That's what you're here on this show for.
Yeah, I don't need my own show to do that, man. I'm a good co-pilot. I like Dana does a great job of setting up the agenda. He knows the hidden points. He knows the hot topics. We got a good 1-2 going on.
Don't try to butter me up now.
What you mean, man?
Don't try to get on my good side.
Oh man, listen. Like I said, you always trying to sprinkle that sentiment of hate in there. And I'm trying to tell you, man, this is not backhanded compliments. These come from the heart. We do a great job of what we do. I enjoy doing it. We'll handle all that stuff in the offseason. I'm not gonna be a Ben Simmons. Come here with my cell phone and my sweatpants on and mess up the defensive drills. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be a willing participant? You're going to go through every drill?
I know my role. I'm going to get on here and speak the truth, do what I do, let Barbershop shine, do my thing. Boom. Dana going to do it. His thing, Dane Stradamus.
No, Nostradanin, man.
Oh, my bad. Nostradanin. He going to come out here and show. Now, unfortunately, Nostradamus might have got on the dark side today because he actually sided with C-Dot and Rob, the producer, and took the L.A. Rams against the Detroit Lions. For some reason, they all feeling like this Stafford revenge game, like Stafford's going to go up there and try to have some revenge against the Lions. Hey, man, it's hard when you playing Survivor. You keep picking against those winless teams. I'm just warning you.
But
I'm warning you.
I could see the Lions beating the Vikings or somebody like that, but they ain't going to beat the Rams. You heard it here. That's how confident I am. Back to the text line, we got the 314. We never go punch teams in the mouth. They give us their best punch, and we react. Why are we Why are we the Chiefs a reactive team?
I just think there's a philosophy on defense, and I'm not going to say I know this from anything I've heard from the coach or anything, but what I see on our defensive side of the ball is we are a very vanilla. We want to see if what we saw on film is really what you're doing as far as X's and O's. Are you trying to attack us defensively like we saw on film? Because we set up a game plan to be able to really take away certain things. But if you show those things in the first half of a ball game and you allow an offense to go into the locker room at halftime, then they can change what they're doing and try to find ways to beat you. If you can survive the first half, and sometimes in defense it's survival mode, to stay true to what you, the base core stuff, not showing too much, try to keep them out the end zone, holding the field goals. And then when you know what you know and you show for show what they're doing on offense, Spags and the defensive staff get together.
Make the adjustments.
Boom. That's how you shut them out the second half, because we know the second half of the ball games, that's when games are won and lost.
Hey, man, we're going to go to Josh. Josh and OP. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Barber, man, go back to – I'm from Philadelphia, so I got a special place. I know, like, when you was in the league, you had to attack big backs like Bettis and stuff like that. What do you think is a linebacker's mentality going into a game against a monster like Henry? If you could extrapolate a little bit, I greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on for dear life. That's what you were saying during the commercial, wasn't it, Barbershop?
Listen. I tried to tell him earlier. I went to get Mike Allstott. He's probably one of the bigger backs that I've had to go against. They played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was all about knocking their pins out. You hear that terminology, knock the pins out. That means trying to find a way to put your shoulder pads right above the guy's ankles, and you hit their ankles together, and most big running backs fall down. They do not have the greatest balance. They don't have that same ability as some of these smaller scat backs, that the bowling ball, the pinball type running backs that go, the Maurice Jones and the LTs and the Emmitt Smiths of the world. They don't have that capability, so they're always a little bit top heavy. So you got to knock those ankles together and get those feet from under them. The one thing about Henry that makes him so tough is he keeps a good wide base. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to get those ankles together, get those feet together, get those big tree trunk-sized legs, and he keeps them pounding. And then he has that vicious stiff arm where he's keeping you away from his legs. So he knows what defenses are trying to do. Theoretically, you got to swarm. You got to tackle him as a pack of wolves going after that wounded lamb. That's the way they got to hunt this dude down. It can't be a one-on-one tackle. It can't be one guy.
Got to be a host of cats.
It got to be guys passionate to get to that ball carrier, and you just got to keep hitting them all four quarters.
Barbershop, when you was tackling Mike Allstott and he was carrying you for a few yards, did you say, like, wee? Like you was on a roller coaster? Like a little kid? Anyway, we got Sid. Last call before we go to break. Sid up north. What's going on, Sid? You like how I slipped that in there?
Yeah.
Wee! Yay!
Hey, hello.
What's up? What's up, Sid?
This is JW here.
What's going on, JW?
Hey, man, I got to tell you something. You may not want to comment on it. I was listening to C-Dot's show yesterday, and my God, he threw a curveball that went off the screen. He's complaining or something about you got a quarterback here in Kansas City that hasn't really elevated any players other than his tight end and his wideout. And I go, my God, am I nuts? This thing bothered me for 24 hours. I said, the guy almost took you to three straight Super Bowls. He's elevated the whole team. I don't know what his point was. He went on for 15 damn minutes about this. And I said, I kind of like a comment from a player's perspective.
Well, we appreciate the call, JW. Yeah, I would say, and we got to go to break real quick, but I think you would beg to differ with Damian Williams. You'd beg to differ with McCole Hardman and D-Rob. Those are guys that, with a bad quarterback, I don't know if they would have the careers and the longevity that they probably would have with Patrick Mahomes. Darrell Williams also, just because they are running backs and they may not catch a lot of balls out of the backfield, the fact that 15 is the quarterback impacts the running game and anybody that's a viable receiver or ball carrier on this offense. So I would beg to differ with C-Dot. When you have greatness at the quarterback position, you look at the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, what happened to a lot of those guys when they left? What happened to some of those so-called superstars that were on Super Bowl teams at wide receiver when they left and went to another team. They didn't fare well. So there's an impact that guys have. It's not just about the stats.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call. When we come back, we got the fourth quarter of Players Only, and we got to talk about this Titans team and talk about the keys to snatching a victory away from their hands down in Las Vegas.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber, Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And we're back, fourth quarter, Players Only, Sean Barber. I'm Danan Hughes, and the Time's Yours segment, one of my favorite segments, is building up to that, hearing from the fans. Some cool texts we'll get to real quick. Barbershop, you saw a couple that you liked.
Man, yeah, I got to give Golden some love from the 816. You guys are great. There is nothing more I enjoy listening to than two pros that I had the chance to work and battle every day to do their jobs and play the game that they love. There's a million couch quarterbacks out there that should hear you two talk. I love it. Keep it up. And then my girl Jess from the 913. I love you guys' show. I enjoy listening to all the 610 shows, but having a show hosted by former NFL players only is so great. Hearing you guys' perspective on the team and the league is different from just any other media host. I kind of wish you guys was on longer. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jess. We appreciate that. And one text line reminded me about Albert Wilson. One game with Patrick Mahomes, Albert Wilson, that's 17. Week 17 against the Broncos, Patrick Mahomes' rookie year, got Albert Wilson a nice fat contract to go down to Miami. So you are right. Quarterbacks can make players. And C-Dot, I don't know, you know, where he was going with that. Patrick Mahomes has really done a really good job of that with several players. So Barbershop, we only got 3 minutes left in our show. Chiefs, Titans.
Man, I'm going to keep it simple, and I've always preached this from the beginning. On defense, you got to do three things. You stop the run first and foremost. Then you get after the passer, and then you take the ball away. Those are the three things. I mean, I don't know if you want to call them keys to victory, must-lose list, priorities. First and foremost, you got to stop the run. And against this team, because their ego and because the way their coach is built, he will continue to run this ball or try to create a run game, no matter what the score is, for all four quarters.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I believe in that as well. But there's some things about this Titans team that we can expose. The Titans defense, specifically against the pass, they have been dismal against receivers. Specifically. So I feel like we have an opportunity, or I should say we don't have any excuses if we can't be proficient on offense, as long as we can protect Patrick Mahomes. But the one stat that jumps out to me, the Titans defense has allowed the most receiving yards and most receiving touchdowns to wide receivers in the NFL this year. 1,418 yards in yardage and 10 touchdowns to receivers. So our receivers should be licking their chops at an opportunity to go against a defense, a pretty depleted defensive backfield. They have one solid player in Byard at the safety position, Amani Hooker, also a former Hawkeye, is at that safety position. But the corners, they were down to their last defensive back last week against the Bills due to injuries and so on. So that's something that we can exploit. But I agree, you go on the road, and as I mentioned earlier, when you go on the road, you can't settle for field goals. You have to win with touchdowns. So I want to see them capitalize with sevens when they get inside the red zone, just like they did last week with the Washington football team. And I think it's just about taking it personal. Like I always said, that's why God made doctors and ice bags, because of games like this. When you got to go up against a guy like Derrick Henry, you know you got to bring your lunch pail, you got to bring your hard hat, and you got to go to work. And at the end of the game, if you need to ice up on the plane, you need to sit in the ice tub, you need to take Monday off, you need to rehab on Tuesday, get a massage, that's what you do. You make a business decision. And the business decision is about what's the best business for this organization. And the best business for this organization is coming away from Las Vegas with a win. And however way you can do that, do it. And if it means that you got to put your body in harm's way, that's what you signed up for.
I like it, man. No excuses. Hey, man. And honestly, my man J-Dub, who was talking about C-Dot, we got to take it easy on C-Dot. You know, sometimes he's a little bit off, but we do know about Pat Mahomes. The one thing, he's kind of, we maybe should call him Mr. High Tide, because it raises all the, right? High tide raises the ships. The water raises all ships. And no matter what ship you are in the water here in Kansas City, when Pat Mahomes is on the field, your production will increase.
Amen. And we got just from the 417, the Chiefs need to win because I just drove through Nashville and it took us an hour just to drive through. So you got frustrated drivers that are hoping that we win this game. So we appreciate the text from the 417-913-816. Everybody, all the phone callers today, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for your support each and every week here with Barbershop, myself. Maybe there might be a special guest next week as we tune in after what we expect to be a Chiefs win and preparation for the New York Football Giants coming to town for Monday Night Football. So for Julio, my man, Julio Sanchez, we got Barbershop and myself, Danon Hughes. Thank you. And we'll talk to you and hear from you next week. Peace.
This is Players Only with Danon Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.